And this is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Gina Baxter.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Gina. And you?
Good. Yeah, very well. Thanks. Had a good week as well. Had some very interesting clients this week.
Okay.
We've been talking about having a roadmap for life.
Oh, sounds very handy. Do the AA do this, or is it something you to make up yourself?
They do. They hand it out. Free membership. Your free roadmap to life, A to Z.
So tell me more about this roadmap to life then.
Well, this roadmap, it really occurred to me that whenever we're going from A to B in a car or, you know, wherever, we always have a map. I mean, I'm useless at reading, you know, just intuitively knowing where I'm going. So I have to have a map.
Hmm.
And it struck me how few of us, myself included, and I notice this with clients, actually have a roadmap for life.
Okay.
It's quite fascinating. We very rarely plan our lives. A lot of us tend to either go with the flow in a lovely intuitive sense, which is great, but also a lot of us tend to drift. And that can be from job to job, relationship to relationship, without a real clear plan of action. And I know I certainly, back in my 20s, my life was very much like that. Mm. It was very much, we'll see what happens, no specific goals. And it was fun, but it was a bit precarious. And the years quickly went by. And often I felt like I was going nowhere, you know, pretty fast.
Yeah. I guess with the roadmap for life, you can, depending on your own personality, you can have a different level. What's flashing in my mind now is, you know, Google Earth.
Oh, I love Google Earth.
And I'm just thinking that some people would like to have a completely zoomed out, quite a high level roadmap for life.
Mm-hmm.
And they can see that they want to get from, you know, England to France. And this is roughly the way that they would need to go. And that for them is going to be their roadmap. But for some other people, they're going to zoom all the way in, right down to the road level. And they're going to have to, you know, almost segment their little roadmaps because they can't cope with everything in one go. So I think it's quite important just to stress that for different people, a different kind of intensity of roadmap will vary.
Mm, absolutely. There's no strict formula for it at all. I think the important thing is to have some idea of direction. And when I'm working with clients, my first question is always, what is it that you want? So I think we're all very, very good at identifying the things we don't want. We can reel them off ad nauseum.
Yes.
I'm sure you've had that as well. I know I have.
Oh, easily, yes. Yeah.
But it's really about sitting down and being very honest with ourselves and asking us, well, what do we want? What are our dreams? What are our aspirations? And then writing them down, because often we've had them either knocked down to us when we were kids or young adults, or friends have laughed at us or, you know, belittled us. And slowly those dreams just get a little bit squashed under day-to-day life, and they just remain just little specks in the distance.
Mm.
And the great thing about coaching is that we can reignite that passion for those dreams with our clients and help them move towards those goals.
So how would you normally document something like this? I mean, I personally would use the Wheel of Life, which is what I've discussed in a previous podcast as well. How would you structure your map or your list of goals? What would you do?
Well, I definitely use the Wheel of Life. What would I do, or what do I do with clients?
Oh, both, please.
Both. Yeah, both. Okay, both. Probably the same thing, like you. Definitely use the Wheel of Life. That's great. For people who don't know, this is basically a pie chart. And each area of your life is divided up within that wheel. So it's relationships, spirituality, work, friendships, that kind of thing, whichever area you like, really. And then divide that area up in and look and see which areas you're most satisfied with and give that a 10. Least satisfied, you give it a 1. And then you mark out the wheel. And it's a great visual a great visual guide, really, to help people see which areas they need to work on. Looking at that, I would then pick an area I was least satisfied with and then write down some short, medium and long-term goals for those areas.
Mm. Yes.
Something that was achievable, basically. I think that's the most important thing, realistic and achievable, just tiny steps forward
Yeah, it is a very, very good tool, and I did promise last time that I would post this onto the web, so I'll put this on the website as well so everybody can get a copy of it.
So great idea.
Once you've got your little map, your wheel of life or whatever, a list of just a simple list of goals that you want to do and the next steps that you need to do them in, how would you make sure that you follow those or adjust them accordingly depending on what life throws at you?
Well, firstly, I would keep checking in and really, really feel into, is this something that I want? What's the most important thing for me here? Again, I'd take very short-term, ongoing goals. It could say, for example, I wanted to get fit. Mm. You know, for some people, just joining a gym is massive. Yep. You know, it really is a huge, huge step. So I'd encourage clients, for example, just to phone around, get some prices, and then go round to the gym, talk to the people there, that kind of thing, before they actually join up. Look around and see who can help them, you know, in their goals.
Yeah.
What other resources have they got? Are there colleagues at work who could be supportive? For example, you know, they may want to change career. You know, obviously don't want to tell the bosses in human resources, but there may be some close colleagues that can help them. What have they done in previous jobs that they can take into a new career?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So one of the other things that sprung to mind as well is that when, I think we mentioned this just now, is that when we're assigning goals to ourselves, it's automatically and very easy to put them in a, okay, well, I want to give up smoking, or I don't want to eat as much. It's very easy to put it into context of what we don't want to do instead of actually what we want to achieve in the end. So how would you advise a client to reframe things positively or make things as a towards goal rather than away from goal?
That's a very good point, because invariably people do state their goals in the negative. And that's one of the first things I do with clients and with myself. I'll get them to reframe that in the positive. So, for example, I want to give up smoking. They could change to a statement such as, I'm living a healthier life, or I'm feeling fitter. Something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really crucial to turn it round immediately to the end result. The desired end result is to get fitter, as well as obviously giving up smoking. So that's very, very important.
Yeah, definitely. Having the end result in mind is always a classic phrase used for goal setting and the journey towards getting that goal as well. And as you mentioned before as well, the short, medium, long-term goals, or what we sometimes call as journey goals, are also equally important, because quite often the long-term goal is quite difficult to comprehend and plan for, because it's such a long way away and such a long journey, such a difficult journey, that once you set your short-term and medium-term goals that also lead up to that, suddenly things become blatantly obvious to you and you're thinking, why have I done this before?
Absolutely, it's true. And just by achieving those ongoing goals, they may seem small, but they give us confidence, because they are taking us towards the end result ultimately. And I think one of the beauties of coaching is that it is about action and it's about getting results. And it really spurs us on. I know I've certainly found that with getting fit. Just going to the gym regularly, things are actually happening. And it is about making an effort, but it's about, first of all, identifying that goal in the positive and always looking at the end result, the desired outcome, rather than I don't want this or I don't want that.
Yeah,
it's hugely important.
So what would you do with a client if you had somebody that set up these goals and they just kept failing constantly at this attempt to achieve even the simplest thing? What would you do if your client was almost sort of self-sabotaging themselves?
Well, that could certainly happen, and I think it definitely happens with a lot of us. We have a goal and then we continually self-sabotage, either consciously or unconsciously, and often the reason for that will be that our values simply don't align with our goals. So one half of us is going one way towards it, the other half is going, no way, did that last time and had a terrible result, or whatever the message is, and we don't go for it. So I, first of all, with a client, really check into their values. Again, it's about being really, really honest and seeing if the values do align with the goals. And if they don't, nothing is going to happen. So it's about being flexible as well, and about redefining goals and maybe adjusting them so that they do dovetail with our values. That really is crucial.
Can you just define for me what values means to you? Because I think values can be quite a coaching phrase that we use. And we know what it means, but quite often people think, well, yeah, I value doing this. Whereas they're not quite grasping the concept of what a value is. So what does it mean to you?
Well, values are things that affect our behaviour daily and also affect our goals. They are things such as honesty, trust, loyalty, freedom, truth, love, creativity. They can be all of those things and a whole lot more, but they also shift according to where we are in our story. And they are pretty fluid, but they are the main things. They are our driving force. They're the things that make us get out of bed and do what we do. The relationship that we're in, the job that we're in, our environment, everything. They're massive.
Yeah.
Basically.
So basically what you're saying is that if your goal is in direct conflict with, say, your family values or looking after your children or being there for them, that sort of thing, if your goal is to get a new job, but to do that job, you'll have to travel more often and be away from home, it's going to be in direct conflict with your value.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it won't work. Yeah. There'll be inattention. Yeah.
And then your subconsciously or even consciously do everything you can to not achieve that goal, and you end up just wasting an awful lot of time.
Yeah, we do. It literally is, you know, banging your head against a brick wall scenario. And for a lot of people, you know, who maybe haven't had coaching training or are been on the receiving end of coaching, have no idea why these things aren't working, and they're pushing and pushing and pushing in the wrong direction. So I firmly believe, and I've said this before, about life being a struggle, and it doesn't have to be a struggle at all if our values and beliefs and goals are congruent. That is, that they all dovetail.
Yeah.
When we're doing what we're here to do, then really opportunities and people come our way to facilitate that, and it becomes a lot easier. We have support and help along our way as well. But fundamentally, it's about being really, really honest with ourselves and asking ourselves, what do we really want out of life? Not what we should be doing, not what our parents have told us we should be doing, or colleagues or partners. It's, you know, that inner little voice that doesn't always get heard right in the heart of us. That's the voice that we need to listen to, because that's our truth.
Yeah.
That's our guiding North Star, if you like.
And the North Star is just a simple, another way of saying a roadmap for life, I guess.
It is. It gives us direction, and only we know what's best for us. You know, nobody else knows what our direction or our path is here. They may have an inkling, and sometimes they mirror it back to us. They might say, oh, you know, you'd be very good at this, or why don't you try this? Those are often messages that are reflecting back to us. But ultimately, it's about establishing a really honest relationship with ourselves and using our intuition and not shooting all over ourselves, but what do I love? What's going to give me the greatest value and the greatest pleasure? Because what's right for us is going to be right for those closest to us.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Gina. That's fantastic. So just to finish off then, if anybody does want some more information about how to set up their own roadmap for life, then feel free to contact either myself, Paul, at actionpodcast.com, or Gina at, and her email address is gina@actionpodcast.com, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would, Paul. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Gina. Take care. Speak to you very soon.
Pleasure. Thanks, Paul. Bye now. So in summary, we've been talking about having a roadmap for life and how essential that is. We always use an A to Z from getting from A to B. So why not have one for our lives? I recommend to clients, and I'm also doing this for myself, to really ask myself, what is it that I really want? Not what I should be wanting or should having or should being, not what friends have told me, family have told me, teachers, whatever. But what do I really love? what's the kind of life that I'd love to lead? And then make a list of goals, short, medium, long-term goals, in each areas of my life that I'd like to see change, and take regular, ongoing, weekly action towards those goals.